We'll say good morning to everyone and express our love and greetings from Mars Hill Church to you. I do desire an interest in your prayers. I have a subject been on my mind for several days, and it keeps growing. But I'm going to try to keep this short if the Lord will bless me, because I really came for the express purpose of asking Brother Mike to be with us at our annual meeting, and I would like to invite you all to come to our annual meeting at Mars Hill Church in Hoboken, Georgia, first Sunday in April and Saturday before. We'd be glad to have you both days or either day, and we want to encourage fellowship among God's people and hope that we can be an encouragement to one another. I won't be in the book of Leviticus chapter 15 this morning, Lord willing. A lot of people don't like Old Testament scripture, and I understand that, but I've always liked Old Testament scripture because, you know, all scripture is a testimony of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know. And I know this is Christmas season and a lot of people thinking about Christmas and all that, but if we preach Christ, we'll have Christmas. So I asked y'all to be much in prayer. I'm going to read probably the first maybe 13 or 14 verses, and then I want to go back and make a few points if the Lord will. Try to get out of the way so Brother Mike can come preach to you. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when any man hath a running issue of his flesh, because he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with the issue or his flesh be stopped with his issue. That ain't the right chapter. Chapter 14, that's what it was. Sorry about that. I thought something was the matter, because there's supposed to be a leper in there. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him, that is to be cleansed, two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop, and the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and he shall dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him, that is to be cleansed from the leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and wash himself in water that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows, even all of his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 parts deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And then it goes on through this process. But the picture that I want you to see this morning, and I want you to think about, is the leprosy. What does leprosy say to you? We know that as a natural disease, it was a disease in that day and age when the scripture was written, was a time. Leprosy was a disease that would consume the flesh of the body. And they didn't have a lot of cures for leprosy at that time. They didn't understand leprosy and what caused it and all those things. But there were people who were cured and healed of leprosy. There were others who that leprosy stayed with and it consumed them until they actually died. So, but the picture I want you to see, leper or leprosy, by definition, the first definition given for it is to scourge. And we all know what it means to scourge, is to whip or to beat. And then it simply means to the disease, the leprous disease, the consumption of the flesh. Leprosy in Scripture is a symbolically representative of sin. Now, I would ask you this question. Do you know anything about sin? Because if you don't know what sin is, you got a problem. But if you do know what sin is, then you understand that there is a need that you be healed. Now, this ceremony that I just read to you about was a ceremony of cleansing. It was not a ceremony of healing. Because the priest, the man that was the leper, it says that he shall be, the law of the leper in the day, he shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. He's already been healed. He's being cleaned up now. Why is he being cleaned up? Why is a sinner born again in this world? So that you might be presented to the priest. For what purpose? So that you might enter in once more into the congregation of the people of God. So we see here a picture that, and notice too, this is the only ceremonial feast that I know of in Scripture that was performed outside of the temple. They took it outside. This was outside the camp. The priest had to go out of the camp. Why? Because the leper was unclean. He had been banned from being among the God's people, the chosen people of God, which was the nation Israel, to whom this cleansing ceremony was being given. So, I want you to think about two things. First, how do you know that you are a sinner? You know that you are a sinner because God, by His marvelous grace and through His Word, teaches you that you are not right. You need healing. You're sick. You need healing. He teaches you that. The law, according to Scripture, is the schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. The schoolmaster. mine whipped me a few times. I don't know about y'all. I got a little scourging once in a while. Because I had some sin in my life. I weren't always obedient. I always didn't always do what I was supposed to. And that's what Scripture does to us. That's what the preaching of the gospel does for us today. It brings us into remembrance that there is a God in heaven and there is a right way to do things and there is a wrong way to do things, and the right way is always God's way. There is no other way that's right except God's way. This priest, when he came without the camp, he commanded to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, that is one phrase there, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. Now I want you to see a picture because we must somehow be able to see our Lord and Savior in this text. I believe that the priest is a type and a figure of God the Father. Why do I say that? Because he commanded for him to take for him two birds alive and clean. Alive and clean. He needed two birds. He needed one for the first part of the ceremony, which was to be slain, and then he needed one that was to be set free. Now, as we look at this and we think about it, we see a picture of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in the blood, who was clean, who was clean, and who shed his blood on Calvary's cross that you might be healed and made whole, that you might be clean. It was Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So in these two birds, we see the picture of Jesus Christ, who was slain on Calvary's cross for our sins. And we see the picture of Jesus Christ in the bird that was set free in the resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We see him rise from the tomb and ascend back to the heavenly mansions in glory where he was from originally. It said here that the priest shall go forth out of the camp. Why did he have to go out of the camp? The man was unclean. Where did Jesus Christ come from? Heaven. He came from the eternal heaven, the cleanest place that there is. And where did he come to? He came to earth. He came without the camp. He came to earth. He came here so that he might make us acceptable in the eyes of God the Father, that we might enter into the congregation and be presented at the door of the tabernacle. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. And when he completed that work, he went back to that eternal abode. And we have the promise that he is coming to receive us unto himself, that where he is, we may be also. Notice that this bird, he was killed in an earthen vessel. When salvation comes to a sinner, where does it happen? In an earthen vessel. He comes to these old mortal bodies. He comes within you and he cleans him up a place inside you. How? By the sprinkling of the blood. Ain't that what they done in this cleansing ceremony? They took the blood and they sprinkled it upon him so that he might be presented. And that's what he does to you and I. Ceremonially, we are made presentable, and finally and eternally, we are made acceptable in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ through the shed and atoning blood of Jesus Christ. And it's through that blood only. That was the only way that we have access to be a part of the congregation of God here in the world today. He says he'd take the scarlet wood, the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop. Now, as I understand this, the cedar wood was actually like a handle, and they would take a scarlet thread and they would tie this hyssop onto that piece of cedar wood, and then they would dip that in that bowl of blood and then put it on whatever, wherever it was to be used. So what application or what significance does those things have in our lives? I got too many notes. I'll just leave them right there. I think that this wood, the cedar wood, it You know, if you read the commentaries on this scripture, it tells you that the cedar wood, because it was a wood that did not rot and decay, it was emblematic of the restored body, the restored health to this sinner. But I think that it's a better emblem of it is the cross of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. What about the scarlet? The scarlet, you know, in Scripture, there was a scarlet thread that was used one time. You remember about Rahab the harlot over there? And she hid God's messengers, and she asked for salvation. She asked to be saved and delivered out of the hand of the Israelites when they come to overtake that city. And they told her to hang a scarlet thread out her window. And by the token of the scarlet thread, all that was within that household was saved. They were delivered. Where are God's people today? You know, our Savior was bound to Calvary's cross. I know they nailed him up there. But he bound himself on Calvary's cross because of the threefold cord of love that he had toward his people. Well, what about the priest examining this leper to see if he was healed or not? Jesus Christ, when a sinner is born again... You present yourself to the church to be accepted in the church. But the priest, Jesus Christ, only has to look at the Lamb's Book of Life, or he can look at the palms of his hands, because the names of all his people are inscribed there. He's going to look and see if you have been healed or not. If you have been healed, then you are a subject that is presentable to the church. A subject that has been cleaned up and made whole, and now you are able to be a part of the congregation of the church of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In verse 7, he sprinkled him, that is to be cleansed from the leprosy, 7 times and shall pronounce him clean and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. Now, when he sprinkled him 7 times, I see in my mind a picture of the grace of God being made manifest throughout all the ages of time. 7 in Scripture is most often used as a term that means completeness. The completed work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When Christ gave up the ghost on Calvary's cross, what did he say? It is finished. You see, every heir of grace, to put this in a modern terms, most of us deal with money. Most of us deal with plastic. We have credit cards, you know. Before the death, the shed and atoning blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross, all those before him, they had a credit card debt that was piling up. And when Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, their debt was marked paid in full. And after Jesus Christ ascended back to the Father, all of us, his people, were given a card that has got a balance on it all the time because it's being prepaid. It was prepaid by our Lord and Savior on Calvary's cross. That's what this blood is emblematic of. The shed and atoning blood of Jesus Christ, that is what makes us presentable unto God the Father. We notice that when the priest saw that he was healed, the priest commanded for him to take 2 birds alive. Now, the priest provided those birds. He didn't. Who provided for your cleansing? Jesus Christ made provision. You didn't provide for it. He did. Now, when we get on down here to the about on the eighth day, and he talks about it, and he shall take two he lambs without blemish. Those things were required of the one who was healed, that was being cleansed. He had to do some providing. Now, do you believe that God is all sufficient? If you'll read on through this chapter, you'll find that if the man was poor and he weren't able to have two lambs, he could just bring one. And if you'll read on a little further, if you'll back up a little bit in chapter 5 of Leviticus, and it talks about the sin offering and the trespass offering there, and the Lord made provisions in that if you didn't have lambs and you couldn't find turtledoves and pigeons, all you had to bring was some fine flour. What do you do with fine flour? You make bread. What happened to you when you were born again? Jesus Christ took up residence within you in the form of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. So we see that Jesus still made all the provision. When you come, if you have come to know that you are a sinner, and you have come to believe that you have lost your home in this old world and you need a new home, you come to the church. You come to the church because you have been healed. I want you to see this picture. You come because you have been healed. And now, once you are made a new creature in Jesus Christ, what you going to try to do? First thing you're going to do, you're going to try to clean up your life. You're going to try to live and walk as a child of God ought to. And then you can come and present yourself to the minister. You can come talk to Brother Mike. If you've not joined a church before and you have been convicted in your heart of your sin and you believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross to atone for your sins, you can go through a cleansing ceremony today. Come present yourself to Brother Mike and he can talk to you about it. And he can present you at the door of the congregation, the door of the church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not because of anything he did. It's all because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. It's all because of the blood. And you can say, well, I don't have anything to offer. I don't have no gift to bring. Well, if you've been born again, you got a gift. You got some fine flour that you can come and present to the priest and he'll offer on your behalf and you'll be made accepted in the beloved. Do you see a picture of the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made manifest through the cleansing ceremony of leprosy? Because you are cleansed from sin, you are able to be a part of the congregation of the Lord, of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you'll follow on that through on that chapter, you'll find about cleaning leprosy up from the house. And the big picture is, finally, we shall be presented unto God the Father in the eternal kingdom through the manifest blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he comes and takes us all and we are made a part of the eternal congregation in the house of the Lord forever and ever. May God bless you.